Well, glad we won the game. I thought, I thought we played a pretty good game. I mean, I know the first was outshot stuff. We ran into a little bit of bumps a little bit. I thought we were really good for the first, 5 minutes or so. Play with good energy, and then we had just had trouble getting the puck stopped in our zone. We didn't manage the puck great in the first period, the last whatever it was. It started at about the 9.5 minute mark, and it just carried through for about 6 minutes. But I thought we played hard. We didn't manage the puck great. I thought we could have made better breakout plays, better decisions, but that's okay. And we came back and I thought we played a strong game, and we didn't get demoralized from the goal. We stayed focused. I like that. I thought our team game was way better. It's one of the things we've been talking about for a while. I thought it was way better. I thought that it's funny when you focus on the team game and you focus on the accomplishment of winning, how the scoring looks after itself and the individual scoring looks after itself, and your players end up getting stuff done. And I thought that collectively as a group we played real well, and I thought Pavlik was real solid again, made some key saves at key times, and it was a good game. It was a game that we've seen before and we'd like to see more of, and we're going to need to see more of.
The team is unpredictable, inconsistent. Unpredictable for me is the best word. Do you have a reason for that?
No, other than the fact that it's just that type of year. I mean, it's a little bit, it's been a little tough with us, but it's been that type of year for a lot of teams in the National League. When I talk to other coaches, they have the same problems. You know, I think there are some reasons for that, but, I think the thing, I think when you have a hard time and you'd face adversity, whether it's the same thing with a slump, an individual slump, it's the same thing. You got to manage it the same way. You get focused and frustrated and focused on this. I can't score, can't this. There's some things you got to get back to, and that's the foundation. Whether that is, if it's a slump, it's hitting the net would be the first thing to do to score again. But as a team, for me, you just have to focus on the task and playing a good team game. And I think that's the one thing that lacked. But, we don't score, and we're not a really offensively gifted team, and plus our power play, both teams for a while there wasn't helping us at all, so. I mean, we are woefully inconsistent.
You can't predict right now what's going to happen with this team. You're as much as in the dark as anyone else, and it's just going to be hang on and watch the last 8 games and see what happens.
Well, yeah, but you know what? We knew 14, 16 games left. We knew that we had our destiny, we control our own destiny. So, we've made it difficult on ourselves, and we do know that. We know it's tough. We've got to win games. But to me, we're going to focus on the next game, and we've got some positive to build on. But, there's nothing which, we can't do anything about what just happened with the 5 games. I mean, I don't think anybody really enjoyed it.
Don't score a lot of goals, Clothen. Is there any one thing that opened the door for the flurry in the second period game?
Not really. I mean, I'd like to tell you there's some magical things, but I thought we did some things, but we preached them more before and don't do them. We did them a little bit more today. Like, one of them would be getting pucks to the net off the rush and middle drive, but that's something we've been talking about for 2 years, so, and we've been preaching it, and it's funny, that's how things can go, we did that, and it sets up other things, but we've talked about that stuff before. I like the goals were good, like Santorelli, a lot of the goals were good. They were just hard, dirty goals, and that's what you have to do. There's no easy way to win. You got to pay a price, and we had to today. It was a chippy game, and there was a lot of stuff going on out there. Well, to me, it just shows us we're capable of playing this game, and that's what you always strive to have more of these games. Call them what you want, call them A games, call them whatever you want, but we've been ready, but a lot of times we've been ready to play, but sometimes we haven't seen it for 60 minutes, so there's been things, but I thought it was a smart game we played. I thought we managed it well, and we stayed on task, and we didn't get frustrated with some things. It was the bench was pretty heated because there's some activity that happens that people get emotional on, and keeping that under wraps is not easy.
What do you
What do you think of Hartnell Lake?
I really didn't see it. I didn't see the replay. You know, I heard it was a shot to the head. I didn't really see it. I kind of saw it at the last second glance, but so I really can't comment. But I mean, you know, there's four referees on the ice. I know that the other two can't make that call, but it's the way it goes.
How do you feel with the way your team responded to it?
Well, I thought our guys were good. You know, you got to be careful that you don't overreact. I mean, they got a good power play. They got good things that could hurt you. So, you know, so you do something silly and you're in the box and you're gone. You know, so I thought it was good.
How big was it to get Vlad, Little, and Wheeler going?
Well, you know what? They played a good team game. They played a good game on a forecheck, and it was good to get them going. They can tell you that too. But you know, that's just part of the way we play, and this is kind of the normal way we've played. I wouldn't say normal, because if it was normal, we'd play 41 games or 40 games all the same, but, you know, but this is kind of the way we've gone, and as they go, we go, and they you know, it's good to see Little score on the shot off the rush, which we don't see a lot of.
What's the difference between Vander Kane when maybe he's a bit more individual, and when he's a difference maker, he takes a lot of shots like he was today?
Well, he's driven, you know, he's driven. I thought he was good today, but he's been good for a while for us, you know. Like, he gets going pretty good. Like, he has, for a young player, he's got a lot that he brings to the table. He can, you know, he can single-handedly do some damage because he has speed and get on you, and he plays physical, and he's got a good shot. So he's got some bullets that he can use, and he's used them, and he's finding that he can be an effective player, so... When he plays like that, it's that will that drives not only him but others around, and that's the stuff that's contagious. We have other players that do that too, but in different ways. He's got a little bit, you know, quite a bit of skill that he's able to do that with.
Some of the quiet spells that he's gone through in terms of production, you think that's owing as much to maybe just his line mates as it is him?
I wouldn't want to be making excuses for why that stuff takes place. I have my ideas on that stuff, but I think that's just the process that comes through time. And he's a good young player. I think he's going to be a really good young player. You know, I think he's going to be dynamic, to be honest with you. There's a lot of good things that you see from him. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Go on for 11 o'clock.